First was that everywhere the Supreme Teacher is present, all over. The second point is that his method and his system is of such a nature that everything receives his highest attention, fullest attention, complete attention. And he organizes in detail everything, as also from the large, so that all psychological combinations which are necessary for each individual are effected. Ultimately, they all rise towards perfection. That is his aim and method. Third thing is the recognition on the part of each one of him as the guide. We may have many other teachers, we may have many books, we may have many experiences, but it is very important for everyone to discover, to recognize him, to recognize the supreme guide above all so-called teachers. There is the supreme guide. So Sri Aurobindo says the full recognition of this inner guide, this is the third paragraph, the full recognition of this inner guide, master of the yoga, lord, light, enjoyer, and goal of all sacrifice and effort, is of the utmost importance in the path of integral perfection. Even if you have teachers, human teachers, you may have temporary guides, permanent guides, whatever. The real thing comes when you begin to recognize the inner guide. He is indeed present always, and to recognize him so that you can say, the Supreme Lord is my teacher. All other teachers are only helpers, and even human teachers are really good teachers only when they realize their relative importance and encourage all the pupils to discover the inner guide. Instead of substituting himself as the inner guide, which many teachers have a tendency to do so, they want to be permanent guides and teachers, and they impose upon pupils such a discipline that they may not be able to discover the supreme guide. Whereas a good teacher is one who allows every individual to discover, to recognize the supreme guide, so that every pupil feels, my teacher is the Supreme Lord. This is the third point. The fourth point is the manner by which you will recognize this inner guide. In what form you will recognize him. There are many ways by which you recognize him. Because the Lord himself is not one-sided. He is multiple, multi-sided, all-sided in fact. There are comprehensive ways of knowing the divine. There are partial ways of knowing the divine. Depending upon each one's approach, you will start with recognizing him in one form or the other. You may recognize him. Sri Aurobindo gives here four or five different ways by which you can recognize him in the beginning. You may recognize him as impersonal wisdom, love and power. You may perceive in this world wisdom at work and trust in that wisdom. Once one sadhak wrote to the mother, with something that was happening in the ashram, and he was very much troubled and said, "Why do you allow this?" So mother's answer was that what is happening is a mixture of truth and falsehood. And then she advised him and said, "You remain quiet and witness how the wisdom works itself out so that falsehood is eliminated and the truth remains." In our ordinary rush of things, seeing something wrong happening, we try to mutilate, make it worse sometimes, because our own perception may be wrong, our own revolt may be wrong, and therefore while trying to throw out the falsehood, you may throw out the truth also at the same time. Both things. It is by the wisdom. Wisdom knows exactly where the truth is and where exactly is the falsehood, and knows also how to eliminate falsehood without sacrificing the truth. That is a special mark of wisdom. The wisdom has a complete perception of the truth and falsehood, how they are intermixed, and knows also how to separate. In India there is an image of the swan. If there is milk and water both combined together, how would you separate milk from water? Water and milk are mixed, how would you separate them two? So it is said that the swan has got a consciousness by which when it drinks, it will drink only the milk and throw away the water. This is an image. Such is the image of wisdom. You give any kind of mixes in the world, it will discriminate between what is right and what is wrong, and also eliminate wrong in such a way that truth or the right is not thrown away at the same time. So one might visualize the divine is that wisdom, and indeed it is so. But the divine is not only the wisdom. Some people might see him only as wisdom. Some people might see him as love. Some people might see him as power. These are different forms in which we approach, because our own consciousness is very, very limited. We may be highly intellectual, therefore the attraction of wisdom is very great to us. We may be highly capable, competent, therefore power affects us much more, and therefore we may see in the divine as the power. Or by nature we may be full of love, therefore the love of the divine attracts us most. And there are many other aspects of the divine. According to what is so much prominent in us, we recognize him as that.